Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Evan and Tiki on the Fan. So look, the Giants got their ass kicked yesterday. We all know that. But we also need to be honest. While not making excuses for the Giants, the officiating in yesterday's game was atrocious. It was horrific. There were five really, really bad calls. And so I was thinking, should we power rank the five in terms of awfulness? So I'll give you my five, and then you tell me if you'd move it around into a different direction, all right?
All right.
The fifth worst was the pass interference on Corey Black when he was defending Cooper. It was third and 11, turned into a first down, eventually led to a field goal.
Right.
That's number one. Or fifth most egregious. Fourth most egregious was the illegal block in the back on Wandell Robinson on the Tyrone Tracy run. It should have set up a third and one. Instead, it led to basically a third and 16 and a punt.
Because the defender was already tackling Tyrone Tracy when Wandell Robinson basically just touched the side of his back.
That's right. That's right. The third worst was the Darius Slayton push-off. Mm-hmm. Game was pretty much over at this point, but nevertheless, big play. You're feeling good.
Yeah.
That's number three. Number two. This was tough between the two. Which one was worse? I'm going to go with the Jordan Mailata real false start versus the Kayvon neutral zone infraction. That's number two. Because to me, number one's the touch push. You're right. It is so clearly a fumble.
Yes.
Like, that is, to me, indisputable. The other one's, it goes back and forth. I guess you could argue it. But to me,
the false start is not, I mean, that's factually, that was so wrong, you can't even...
Worse than the tush push.
Only because the tush push does not have an interpretive way to get it right 100% of the time. There is no way to get it right. I mean, the sack fumble that was an incomplete pass, that was millimeters close. They said it on the broadcast, and they're right. If your hand is going forward by millimeter, like it just moves a millimeter forward, then it's an incomplete pass.
Right.
So it's debatable, but there's an objective way, not a subjective, not like, oh, I think this is happening. There's an objective way to get that correct. There is no objective way to get the tush push penalties correct, especially with forward progress, because forward progress is a subjective thing.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's up to an interpretation of the guy who's deciding to, I don't know, throw a flag or not, or I don't know.
Yeah. You're probably right. I think the reason I still go tush push number one is because it so changed the game.
Oh, definitely.
Like,
impact of the game, it's not even close.
Yeah, and I think that like pushes me towards the top in terms of egregiousness. How would you rank it, Talking Giant?
First of all, they're obviously all egregious. They were egregious to the point for the first time all year. I didn't gamble on Sunday Night Football. That is how much I thought this was atrocious last night.
What does that mean? The calls were so bad.
You were discouraged from the integrity of the game.
I said this yesterday. I was on after the postgame show. I am discouraged by the integrity of the game. And maybe it's just in the back of my head because of everything that happened in the NBA. But the idea that this game was more than a touchdown spread And that many plays that directly resulted or affected points made me question the NFL for the first time. So that's how bad I thought these five calls were. And wow. I'm not telling you anything actually is happening, but my antenna is up, and that is, like, we've all lived bad calls. That was a comedy of errors of bad calls.
Look, so much so that they talked about it on the broadcast.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
This is an NFL owner now talking about this on a broadcast.
Would you like to hear some of my favorite Tom Brady bitching about the officials' calls from yesterday's Giants game?
Yeah.
All right, number one would be the Darius Slayton push-off. Let's hear Tom Brady's thoughts on the Darius Slayton quote-unquote push-off.
It's definitely a little hand-fighting. I don't know if enough to be called.
How many millimeters was that, Dean?
I think Tom hit it on the nail on the head. There's a lot of hand fighting going on. Usually you let that go.
All right.
My favorite is Kevin Burkhardt. All right.
All right.
Okay. Basically, Blandino's agreeing with Tom Brady. What's next in the Tom Brady calling out the officials desk?
Let's go with the false start.
Oh, the false start. That's Tiki's favorite one. Here's Tom Brady breaking down if Jordan Mailata may have committed a false start on the Kayvon neutral zone infraction.
Let's see Mailata.
He did. Flinch. He did.
Yeah. Keep the streak alive for these refs today. Over. Okay. Can refs be in a slump, Dean? How'd they get him?
I'm hoping they break out of this one.
As a player, they sub you out. They really can't sub you as a ref out.
Yeah, it's tough to go.
That is rough.
When it gets to the point where it's a talking point, not just from the analyst, but the play-by-play and the replay official that you have back in studio, and they're all agreeing?
Yeah.
That's bad.
And that's why I have to admit I have been as tough on Tom Brady as anybody. I don't like the guy. This was his finest hour.
No doubt.
Because he may be...
Because he saw BS and he called it.
And he may be the only one who could get away with it.
Right.
Because
that's
he's
exactly
Tom
right.
freaking Brady.
That's exactly right.
He literally said they're going through a slump. If I go through a slump, they'll pull my ass off the
right.
field.
They'll bench me. Can we bench these guys? They're a great day for the refs. Ofer.
Which is why it was important that Brady was doing, because it's the Brady game, this was the big 1 o'clock game going to the most audience national-wise yesterday. And everybody on social media, not just New York and Philly, was talking about how bad this was.
Here's Tom Brady on the illegal block in the back that was called on Wandell Robinson on that Tyrone Tracy run.
No, I don't know. He's already going down. That's kind of a weak call.
Weak call.
Right.
He's tackling Tyrone Tracy.
And the reason that's the worst of them all, to answer your question.
That's the worst of them all?
Because
interesting.
Of the unintentional consequence, because of down and distance, the very next play is the Cam Scadaboo play.
So you're partially wrong about that. So
is it two plays later?
No, you're partially right. But that's why I said partially. It's partially. So Wandell Robinson gets called for an illegal block in the back. It should be 3rd and 1. That's what it should be. But because of the illegal block in the back, it's 2nd and long. The next play, this is on Jackson Dart, was a delay of game.
Ah, okay.
And it actually pushed them back even more yardage. So now it was set up for a 2nd and 16 play.
Right.
And that's what led to the Scadaboo injury.
Okay.
So just to be fair, right. Like, yes, the penalty occurred, but then there was another penalty self-inflicted. Mm-hmm. And this is an issue Jackson Dart's got to clean up. I wouldn't be worried about it, but it's happened a lot.
Yeah.
Where he gets called for these delay of games or they have to waste the timeout. That's what happened before the Cam injury.
The challenge is that Jackson Dart's a rookie, and you notice this because the Giants spend so much time at the line of scrimmage, but they don't huddle. Like, they get up to the line of scrimmage. He's getting the play call from Mike Kafka in that moment. And so it's just a lot of instruction that's happening. And he's still processing it. And he gets to the line of scrimmage and he's like, all right, I got time. But you really don't. It's like, it's because he's thinking I broke the huddle and we got plenty of time. But you don't, because you're standing at the line of scrimmage and you got to now see what everything and communicate to everybody. So sometimes not huddling takes more time than huddling.
Because
when you're huddled, you're just like, here's what we're doing. Get up to the line of scrimmage. Let's go.
There was one other call I do want to play you, and I don't know why this made me laugh. Maybe it won't make you laugh. I apologize if it's a waste of time. Was Kevin Burkhardt trying to describe how angry Brian Daboll was? And in doing so...
This was on the tush push?
This was...
was after Slate.
Yeah, this. Oh, there were so many, I don't know when, because Daboll was so pissed off. It was after the Slayton play?
Yep.
Here's Kevin Burkhardt.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Describing Brian Daboll's reactions on the sideline.
Brian Daboll looks like he's going to have an aneurysm.
And it's so true.
Yeah.
I mean, Dave's was losing his freaking mind.
Brian Daboll looks like he's going to have an aneurysm.
And he throws the challenge flag on the tush push, which I guess you couldn't challenge, as the referees tried to explain to us.
Mm-hmm.
And Brian Daboll was just pissed off.
Yeah, he did it to make a point.
Yeah. Well, what's the point?
The point is we're going to make you sit there and stare at how you screwed this up for the greater good of the league, because that's what the play.
Right.
It was a very rough.
I know some people were saying, oh, he's just wasting a timeout. Who cares? In that moment, you waste a timeout because the league is egregiously wrong.
Yeah, I think it's very similar to Sean Payton when he ran on the field at the end of the Giant Bronco game, and they ended up calling, it turned out to be just a half the distance of the goal line penalty. And also when an NBA coach gets a T. It's the same thing. Like, you're screaming and yelling because you just want to make your point. Who cares that you're giving the other team an extra point?
Right.
Let's get back to your calls, 888-808-1019. Rock on Long Island. Hey, Rock.
Hey, guys. How are you?
We're good, man.
Evan, I like listening to you. I think you're very knowledgeable, but you're like really off base with the tush push, because when something becomes unofficiated and it becomes a controversy, now you have to ban it, because that's all that tush push has been. You call it just unofficiatable. It's just controversy now, so you have to ban it. I mean, that's just the bottom line.
Are you not hearing my counter to what I would do? I don't need to ban it because they are not approving banning it, so I'll just have the officials call false starts, and I will subsequently get what you want without changing the rules. I just banned it. If I call a false start every time, they're not going to run it anymore. So we kind of agree. We just disagree about how we get there. That's all.
It's just when something becomes controversial like it is now, it has to go.
No, but Rock, hear me out again. You need the competition committee to agree with you and ban it. There have been proposals, I think, the last 2 years to ban the tush push.
Yeah, but it was all only because it was unblockable or unstoppable.
I understand, but it doesn't
look like a football play. It was so many other things that kind of just made it not really beatable. You know what I mean? But they kept talking about it.
Okay, so let's say you're right that because it's now something they can't officiate, don't worry, they're going to ban it next March in the competition committee, which I'm sure you think, right?
I mean, there is an argument that I don't think existed until now.
Okay.
That people will say, you know what? They're right.
Okay.
They should ban it because nobody knows how to officiate.
That's great, and maybe you're right. That's March. How does that help the rest of this football season?
Oh, so you're saying send down. I got you. You're saying send down a point of emphasis.
Yes.
And call it.
Start calling false starts. Right. This is not about me defending the tush push. I used to defend it because it was an unguardable play.
Right.
Now that the Eagles are committing false starts, and they probably were doing this for a while.
Oh, they definitely have. Go back and watch them all.
You're probably right. No, that's why I'm saying I'll take an L on that. Fine. It's been going on forever.
They're lined up in the neutral zone. Or they're false starting.
So the simple way to solve this, Rock,
half of it is the center.
Right. It's just force your officials or politely tell your officials, call penalties. It'll be gone. You don't need the competition committee in March. You want to do that in March anyway? Great. But that doesn't help the rest of the season. That doesn't help the postseason. That doesn't help a Super Bowl. God forbid the Eagles win another Super Bowl on a controversial tush push.
Right.
So it's very easy to fix.
Right.
Point of emphasis. Goodbye.
Sports Talk on WFN is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today.
To that point, Evan, yesterday we saw this happen in the game with the Brian Burns play out of bounds to Jalen Hurts, where they
overturned the flag being thrown.
Okay.
Yes.
This is what is now confusing me with the NFL. If you could expedite a review to pick a flag up on that play, why can't you expedite a quick review on every one of these false starts on the tush push?
Right.
That we're all seeing in instant time on our replay. Why is it only one call on the sideline? You could expedite a review and pick a flag up? I don't understand that.
That is because I think they don't want to put flags on the field. That's the problem. Is it? And this was the PI thing. Remember when pass interference became somewhat reviewable, and then they were going to maybe allow pass interference to be called even if it wasn't called? The reason they didn't do it is because they don't want to put flags on the field. They don't want to slow the game down more by having more penalties. So
I
made it reviewable for a minute, and then it wasn't.
You know, but for 15 seconds on an expedited review, isn't the nature of the game just getting the things right? And you have the technology to do it, and you're doing it in other cases.
Now you do. It doesn't make. There's no reason to not do it now.
Right. It's not going to delay the game.
The problem with expedited review, even though there was an example that you mentioned earlier in this game where clearly Jalen Hurts was not hit too late, but a flag was thrown, and then they expedited the review and picked the flag up. The problem with expedited review is it's random, to your point. And so when you throw a challenge flag, or interceptions and turnovers are automatically reviewable, same with touchdowns, there's a nice organized way on how we know and when we know something is going to be reviewed. Expedited review feels very random. Like, oh, well, we'll fix this one.
Yeah.
But we're not going to fix that one.
Right.
And that seems to be a problem.
I agree. It's almost like they've created more questions by using technology to have better answers.
Yeah. Let's go to Anthony in Staten Island. Hey, Anthony.
Hey, guys. Good to talk to you again. Listen, diehard Giants fan, terrible Sunday. Let me just get a few things off my chest. I think Sean hit it right, nail on the head. I think, I know it's not a joking matter, but the FBI should haul away the officiating crew, put them right next to the cell next to Terry Rozier and Chauncey Billups, because that was some of the worst officiating I've ever seen in my life. You guys hit it on the head. The tush push fumble, it's a fumble 99 times out of 100. The Slayton OPI. I have more hand contact with my niece when I babysit my 4-year-old niece. it's actually crazy. And I look at this team and I look at the defense around them. First and foremost, how Shane Bowen is not tarred and feathered and run out of town baffles my mind. The fact that Daboll, who's literally fighting for his life to keep his job, hasn't fired this guy is beyond me. Hehe, I don't know about you, but I look at this group of guys on defense and fantasize about Steve Spagnuolo coaching this group of guys.
I hear you. Look, by the way, it's getting harder and harder to defend Shane Bowen. It's almost impossible to defend Shane Bowen. You can't have a game against the Philadelphia Eagles who 2 weeks ago, two games ago, you stymied to the point where they looked like a shell of who they are. They couldn't run the ball. They couldn't throw the ball really consistently, to giving up 7 scoring drives out of the 8 and one punt. There was 2, because one was end of the game. They just took a knee.
Right. I wouldn't even count that.
You can't even count that. So you didn't make a stop. The only stop happened on the 3-and-out where they lost 4 yards. I even forget the details of that one. And they clanked the side of an upright on a 54-yard field goal, 57-yard field goal. That's, I mean, you didn't do anything. And then the effort started to look bad. That's where, you know, guys are starting to get emotionally burnt out by it. Because when you start not doing the little things, making tackles, running the football, it's something's got to move.
It's damning.
Yes.
Sometimes the numbers don't tell the whole story, and sometimes you could just say the numbers and it easily explains it. They allowed the Eagles to rush for 276 yards on the ground.
Yep.
That cannot happen. Saquon Barkley leaves the game. No biggie, mm-hmm. to quote you, Tommy. Here's Tank Bigsby. No problem. Like, it was an abomination. And that can't continue. That can't happen. It just can't. And I know the defensive coordinator gets a lot of crap. At the end of the season, it's going to be everybody. It's not just going to be Shane Bowen.
Right.
Because if this performance continues and their win total ends where it's kind of trending towards, which is five wins, everybody's gone.
Yep. They got to win. And it doesn't look like they have the ability to some nights.
Pete's in Babylon. Hey, Pete.
Hey,
Pete.
Hey, what's going on, guys? How we doing, all right?
Good. Good.
Good. You know, listen, I mean, put the Scadaboo thing aside. Obviously, it's devastating. But the thing that's driving me nuts, you know, everyone, these Giants fans and even the Giants themselves are walking around like they got a good team. They still suck. And they still suck every year. This year, they suck again. You know, everyone's excited about Jackson Dart. Yeah, we were excited about Daniel Jones, too, and how did that work out? Not so great. So I don't know why these guys beat Philly. They're running around like they won the Super Bowl, like doing dances, doing videos. Like, enough already. The team sucks. They keep sucking every year. How much longer do we have to put up with this? And if you look at Robert Kraft, a good owner, sucked for a couple of years, and now they're good. Mm-hmm. Yet we have John Mara, who sucks as well, and the Giants just keep sucking.
You just set a record. Mm-hmm. Ladies and gentlemen, we have WFA in history. I've just confirmed it. He used the word suck in one phone call more than any other caller in the history of the radio station. Jerome from Manhattan congratulates you.
Suck, suck, suck. Very well done.
That was very well done. Tiki, simple.
You broke my record.
Yeah, I know. That's tough to do. Simple question.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe actually a complicated question. Do the New York Football Giants suck?
Sometimes.
Sometimes.
Because I can't say they suck all the time because they beat the Philadelphia Eagles at home. They beat the Chargers at home. Maybe they suck on the road.
Mm.
Maybe that's what it is.
Maybe that's it. So sometimes is the answer. Sean, I have a tough question for you, or maybe it's easy. Do you regret crying when they beat the Philadelphia Eagles a couple of weeks ago?
No. In fact, I thought that was the most idiotic part of four parts that were idiotic of that phone call. Mm. You're going to get mad at the Giants for celebrating something that franchise hadn't done since 1998. They beat the defending Super Bowl champs in primetime in a game nobody gave them credit for.
Mm-hmm.
That was more than just a win. So, no, I don't regret crying, and no, I don't think the Giants shouldn't have celebrated it. And each week, circumstances are changing, and you're starting to realize they suck based on depth, and they can't make up
for these injuries. They are 2-6, which is like a rite of passage every year
for
the Giants.
Absolutely. And this is so where their depth gets exposed in the NFL's war of attrition, which goes back to Joe Shane. They cannot survive these injuries, and this is what happens every year.
More of your calls next at 888-808-1019, including you will get to hear, and I don't know if anyone heard this, I picked up on this, the single weirdest comment ever uttered by an NFL analyst in the middle of an NFL game. Joe B coming up at 4 o'clock. We'll get back to your Giants, mostly Giants, and some Jets calls in a few minutes. But did you ever hear something and you're like, what the hell did he just say? And then you have to rewind it to make sure you heard it correctly. Well, that happened in the closing 5 or 6 minutes of the Jet game yesterday as they're making their ferocious comeback against the Cincinnati Bengals. We were greeted with Spiro Ditas and Adam Archuleta on the call. And all of a sudden, with about 5.5 minutes to go in this game, as the Jets are rallying ferociously to come back, Adam Archuleta says one of the weirdest things I've ever heard to Spiro Ditas.
Go ahead.
At this point, the Jets have the football on their game-winning drive, and they're marching down the field like, no big deal. Like, here's Arian Smith catching a pass, Breece Hall for 10 yards, Justin Fields is committing a third down, and then all of a sudden, Adam Archuleta says this.
You ever experiment with taking crazy pills? Today's my first time.
No comment.
Today's my first time, and it's been wild.
Second and 5 Jets.
What the hell was that?
Thank God for drugs.
Like, at first, I thought he was referring to the game like it's crazy. But then he was like, no, I'm serious. Like, have you ever tried it? Because I'm trying it today, and it's wild. And Spiro is like, I got to move on to the third down and distance. I'm not engaging in this. Like, what the hell was going on?
What else could he have been talking about?
I think he tried crazy drugs in the morning.
He was smoking a doobie.
I mean, I don't know.
I think it was a terrible joke about the game.
Is that what it was?
I think that's all it was. It was a joke that fell completely flat. Like, I'm watching this game, I must be on crazy pills. And Spiro didn't give him a good, like, comedic buffer back. And it made you question.
Let me hear it one more time. Adam Archuleta, Jets, CBS against the Bengals.
You ever experiment with taking crazy pills? Today's my first time.
No comment.
Today's my first time. And it's been wild.
Second and five Jets.
Today's my first time multiple times. Mm. It's been wild. I think he got the selection of Jets Bengals and said, the only way I'm getting through this is to get high.
Thank God for drugs.
And it's actually the best game of the weekend.
I know. It
as
was
crazy
the,
as that sounds.
Crazy
it was the
pills.
Only game that was not a blowout.
Every game in week number 8 was a two-score game.
Yes.
Every single game was a double-digit result, except for the Jet-Bengal game. So it was a great game, but man, that was weird. Hopefully we don't get any more of Adam Archuleta on Jet games. Let's go to Mike in Clifton Park. What's up, Mike?
Hey, guys. So I'm a big Giant fan, and I'm trying to let me put this simply. So is Mr. Mara going to do what it takes to protect and help his young players? Because if you kind of look at it, a player like Jackson Dart, he doesn't need Brian Daboll. Brian Daboll needs Jackson Dart. And Mara has an obligation to protect his young players on both sides of the balls and to grow them. And we don't have the coaches or leadership there. And I hope someone like John Gruden, not a Gruden, the Baltimore coach.
John Harbaugh.
Thank you. Shakes free. That's the kind of leadership that the young players deserve on the Giants. They deserve better than what they're getting. Thanks, guys. Mm.
I like his phrase, Brian Daboll needs Jackson Dart more than Jackson Dart needs Brian Daboll, which ultimately may be true.
Yeah, it's weird to say it like that because it's obviously symbiotic. But he needs Jackson Dart to play well, obviously.
Brian Daboll.
That's the only way they're winning games.
And that's the only way he's keeping his job.
Yes.
So I think in terms of, yes, for success, it's symbiotic right now. They need each other. In terms of the long-term future, for Brian Daboll to remain the head coach of the New York Football Giants, he needs Jackson Dart.
Yeah.
If the Giants move on from Brian Daboll, and we are seeing other examples of this season, young quarterbacks can get a new system and a new coach and have success. Hello, Drake May.
Yeah.
It is not impossible. So the question comes down to this, because he framed it as, is John Mara going to do this? All right. The Giants go 5-12. And John Mara says, that's not good enough.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to fire you. Okay. Now the next part. Who's the right guy?
Yeah. It's hard because when you look at the Patriots, it almost was too perfect and you feel bad for, I'm forgetting their former
Jared Mayo.
You feel bad for Jared Mayo, but Mike Vrabel got fired at the right time to just step right in, bring back Josh McDaniel, who is one of the, and again, I was joking, but I'm not. He's one of the best coordinators of this generation because the Super Bowls as the Patriots offensive coordinator, terrible head coach. But everywhere he goes, whenever he comes back, and he even did this for a little bit with Cam Newton, when Cam Newton was their quarterback, he helps them find success. And I think a big part of Drake May's growth in year two to where he is in the top five to be an MVP candidate this year. It's because of the offensive coordinator and the system and the comfort that he puts him in. So you get the head coach and the coordinator right, the sky's the limit.
Well,
I don't think any of us went into this season saying, man, New England Patriots got a ton of talent. Nobody said that.
Well, I'll give Sean and Lugie credit. They both thought the Patriots would be really good. I did not, based on what you just said about talent. I looked at talent and said they're not that good.
Yeah.
Finally, that's why I didn't think they'd be a good team.
We finally won one.
Well, no, yeah. you win one when you win one. It's not my fault if you don't win a lot. But when you do win, I'll be the first to give you credit. Yeah, I got right. No problem with that. I think
so,
that.
So my point is a lot of the success is because they have the right coaching staff.
Well, and this is the problem. So, and I think you nailed it by saying it was almost too easy, right? The New England Patriots and Robert Kraft had the easiest coaching hire maybe ever.
Right.
Mike Vrabel is a Patriot legend. He's available. They heard through the grapevine he wants the job. Hello? Oh, he's going to bring Josh McDaniels. Great. Even in Chicago with Caleb, like the hottest offensive coordinator in the world was Ben Johnson. Whether he turns out to be a great head coach or not, the hire seemed to be easy, seemed to be logical.
Right.
We'll see if it works. What's the easy, logical hire for the New York Giants? If they decide they're not winning enough with Brian Daboll, we got to go get somebody. I know we're sitting here in late October. Who's the obvious hire? Who's the slam dunk?
There isn't one.
There isn't one.
Because there isn't someone with history. Sean Payton would have been that guy. And who thinks Sean Payton is a bad hire? People thought that going to Denver was going to be a death knell for them. They're 6-2.
He would have been. You're 1,000% right. If this was a few years removed, yes, time-wise.
He's just not available. Right. So the timing was wrong. So I don't know if there is one, to be honest with you. And so you end up having to do the experiment. Well, maybe this guy. So I think with the Patriots, it was, we know this guy.
Well, that's why. You
know what I mean?
Absolutely.
With Denver, it was like, all right, we know this guy.
This is why when he frames it, our last caller frames it as, will John Mara do the right thing? I can promise you this, he's going to try to do the right thing. But what is the right thing?
Yeah, nobody knows what the right thing is.
Nobody knows. Like, there's no obvious answer. So when he makes this hire, assuming they decide to move on from Brian Daboll, trust me, there's going to be half the people saying this is a terrible hire.
Right.
So it isn't easy. Doesn't mean you shouldn't do it. It's just we need to remind people it ain't easy. It's not like some slam dunk is sitting right there. Tony's in Bayonne. Hey, Tony.
What's up, guys? Couple things. First, on the Jackson Dart fumble slash incompletion, clear helmet to helmet with the crown of the helmet. That wasn't never called. Secondly, as far as the head coach goes, you know, John Mara came out a couple of years ago. He said, we did everything we can to screw this kid up, talking about Daniel Jones. And now he's having success. We don't want to get on that carousel again with more coordinators and you know, three coaches in 5 years. And on the tush push, if they ban it, so now you're banning the running back from pushing a quarterback. Well, what changes on a quarterback keeper, you know, or on a goal line or on fourth and one?
I think it's really just the lineup. It's the way that the Philadelphia Eagles uniquely, and nobody else does this. I know teams have tried it, but they don't coach it the same way. And so this is why I would give the Eagles, I would always give them credit for innovating with this play. But if you're going to allow them to do the play that way, you have to judge it. You have to adjudicate it. You can't just let them get away with false starts or Cam Jurgens moving the ball forward, which he does all the time, right? He gets up to the ball. He just inches it an inch forward. Mm-hmm. He's already got the first down before the ball is even snapped. And so the fumble, the way that – and Sean laid this out, and he's absolutely right. When Jalen Hurts first gets stopped, the ball is down by his waist. So he's diving forward. The ball is down by his waist. It is not a first down. He picks it up and reaches it out in front because he realizes he doesn't have the first down, and Kayvon Thibodeau takes it. They rule forward progress has stopped, yet they put the ball where Kayvon Thibodeau took it.
Right.
So, it doesn't make sense.
Yeah. None of it makes sense because even the whistle was, to me, clearly after the ball got knocked away.
Yeah. It's stupid. And the refs sucked. I feel bad for them in this case because they don't know what the hell they're doing.
In this particular case, it is a very difficult thing to officiate.
Yes.
Which is why
they don't know what to do.
Well,
so what they do is just default with, okay, I guess that's the best play in the history of the world of professional football, so we're just going to let it stand.
And this is why the default should be call a false start.
Yes.
It is the easiest answer because even when our last caller brings up, all right, well, how are you going to even write the rule?
Yeah.
That's why if you just call false starts every time the Eagles try this, it'll go away naturally.
Yeah.
You don't have to worry about this. Right.
And by the way, this isn't why the Giants lost.
No.
The Giants probably lose anyways.
Probably so.
But this was an egregious moment in the game.
Here's the other problem. When you are punching up, and the New York Giants are punching up. The Eagles are a better team. We talked about this on Friday. They're a better team. Yes, the talent gap may be smaller than it was a year ago, but there's still a gap. When you're punching up, having these things go against you just kill you.
Yeah.
Because in order to pull off an upset, you can't have five other things go against you. And that tush-push non-fumble was one of those moments early in the game that could have changed everything. Now, do I think the Giants would have won? No. But could the game have played out completely differently?
Look, they were still getting gashed in the run.
Yeah.
I mean, they
probably, that wasn't going to change anything.
No, of course not. They probably still lose by 10. Let's, but it's not a complete and utter blowout from the second quarter on.
Matt's in Brooklyn. What's up, Matt?
Hey, guys. Thanks. Cool. You pretty much touched on it, but what are the refs seeing when they say they've blown it dead? The whistle is clearly after
subjective.
The ball is taken away.
It's purely
so what
subjective.
Are we looking at?
It's all subjective. And again, maybe they don't have a good look at it. Maybe they don't know. And so they're just kind of guessing, but they just assume that, oh yeah, he got the first down. Why? Because they always get the first down. So just give it to him. But there's clear sight of this fumble. It's not, it's in the pile. It's there's bodies all over the place. You can't see anything. It is clear and wide open to the air. You see it clearly. And the fact that nobody called it the right way is not only frustrating, it could be the death knell to the play.
Diego is in East Meadow. What's up, Diego?
Hey, boys.
What's up?
Listen, Tiki, like I get with the officiating, but no matter if every call went their way, the Giants would have still lost that game.
You're probably right. The Giants' defense was horrendous yesterday. Horrendous.
Yeah, and you know we know about Bowen, hired by Dable. But one of my biggest problems with yesterday, and the caller a few minutes before ago said it, that Brian Dable needs Jackson Dart. That was evident at the end of the game. Because even Brian Schottenheimer, who's a rookie head coach, he was smart enough to take Dak Prescott out of the game when he knew that game was over. But Dable is trying to save his job. And I get the kid wants to play, and you admire him for that.
Right.
But he needs to, as a head coach, say, okay, if you're playing, you're not taking hits, or you're throwing it away, or just better yet, taking him out of the game. Don't let him be your sacrificial lamb just because you want to save your job.
Hmm. Well, I mean, I don't know if that's going to – Dak is 32 years old. He's had multiple injuries in his career. Season-ending injuries, one which we didn't even really see, just pulled his hamstring and was done for the year all of a sudden. Jackson Dart's a rookie. You still need that experience. Dak Prescott, as bad as I think the Cowboys are at times, is a top five quarterback in the league this year.
It's not comparable.
It's not even close.
It's not comparable because you laid it out there, different situations. Here's my question, because I'm thinking about it. It's a fair wonder.
Mm-hmm.
Late in the game that's clearly decided, I prefer Jackson Dart on the field because he needs the experience.
Yeah.
But do you maybe call more, I don't know, conservative plays so he's not taking hits? He took two hits at the very end of that game.
Yeah, those were goal line hits.
You're right. But do you avoid that in a game that's clearly decided? Or does it not matter? Screw it. It's football. Go play.
Yeah.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Yes.
Just go play.
It's football.
Okay.
You're going to get hit. Like if he gets hurt, then scream and yell at Dabes. It's football.
That would be my only wonder because, to me, he should play. Like, I'm not looking at the score saying, I have to save him. No, right. This is an experience for him, right? And you guys have even said, as Giant fans, this is about developing Jackson Dart. Well, the more experience you get, the better.
Right. But also, can players not get hit? Can your quarterback not take a hit?
Well, there's risks involved with it, but sure, yes.
Yeah, that's where I disagree. That was my big issue with Dave.
Who do you disagree with?
Really? Because
who do you disagree with?
I disagree with Tiki in this case.
Because sometimes it feels like you're afraid to, so
no, say it.
Say, Tiki, you're wrong, and go explain why. Then he'll beat you up, and it'll be
because
fun.
Because Brady brought up how important the reps are, and I don't disagree with that, but I think yesterday felt different. Jackson Dart looked emotionally distressed on his face the moment that happened to Cam Scataboo, and he was wearing the weight on his shoulders. I think taking that into account, knowing you already had the freak injury, the game is out of hand, 5 minutes left. Here's the deal. You want to leave him in? That's fine.
He actually put together a good drive at the end of the game.
And he did.
55 yards. It was a couple of really good scramble throws. One to Wandell, one to Bo Collins. I thought he played well in that moment.
But we know that Jackson Dart can run physical. We know that that's a strength in Jackson Dart's game. So in terms of those reps. To me, scoring that extra touchdown at the end is meaningless. I'd rather see him drop back and throw. He takes a hit throwing the ball. It's one thing. Two designed runs where he's just muscling it in.
Yeah, I didn't like the first one. The second one was exactly
all right.
He should have called the first run first. The second run first.
Second one running into the end zone, you're right. It was more of a wide open lane. Watching him take that hit on that run, my initial reaction on the couch was, what the hell are you doing running this guy like this with this game out of hand?
My initial reaction was, Greg Van Roten, come on, dude.
Well, I mean, that's true, too. But, yes. Either way, I'm not looking to put my quarterback in a game you've already lost your running back, like, out of hands. Because we'd all be screaming and yelling, going, what the hell are we doing? We just lost Dart for 4 weeks. You know what I mean? If that went the wrong way, what is the point of that?
But it's football. I have very little sympathy for the softness of the game. I'm just telling you. So, you might be right, but I have very little sympathy for that.
Bunch of bitches.
Thank you.
Okay. All right.
You're I'm so intimidated. Look
I'm
at
not
you
intimidated because he's right. He's right. But I'm at that point, 5 minutes left in the game, he's going to take enough contact the next 10 weeks. I'm looking to avoid the silly injury.
All right. Let's go to Ryan in Bayport. What's up, Ryan?
What's going on, guys? Eagles fan here. Usually call in, like twice a year for Eagles Giants.
Yeah.
But I did just want to comment on the whole thing. Worst call ever. I mean, obviously a fumble. Nothing could be said about it. But I do agree with what you guys just said. You know, it didn't decide the game. From somebody who sat and watched that James Bradbury pass interference couple, the first Eagles-Chiefs Super Bowl over and over again. You're only going to drive yourself crazy playing the what-if game.
Right. No, but, the Eagles were winning the game regardless, Ryan.
Yeah. But I do think that the tush push will be banned because of when we played you guys a couple weeks ago. Kevin Petullo calling that 4 times in a row.
Right.
I mean, it's just not football. And if you look back years ago, kind of what Evan was saying before, I don't think they had the full starts. I think it was a good play that no one else could do. And since then, when you're calling it 4 times in a row, the line's kind of fallen off from what it was a couple of years ago.
Right.
It's just going to be a false start. Every time, if they're not disciplined with it and with the controversy going on, it's never going to be what it was, and it's got to go.
Right. You guys haven't had any injuries on there in that, right?
Never during that play, crazy, which, like, that's what I was screaming when we played you guys 2 weeks ago. Like, Jalen Hurts has 20 people on top of him 4 times in a row. Well, what are we doing? Like, it's just
That's a good point. You don't think of it that way.
I mean,
he's basically getting helmet-to-helmet hit and then piled on top of. But it hasn't. I know he can squat like 650 pounds or something like that, but that doesn't make a lot of sense.
No, we were just talking about protecting Jackson Dart late in the game. Here, Jalen Hurts runs this play many times during a game.
Yeah.
And to your point, we haven't heard of any injuries that have resulted from
it. Not from the Eagles.
No.
I don't know if other teams have gotten injuries because of it.
They all try different things to combat it.
Yeah.
Like Minnesota was laying down last week. Did you see that strategy?
That was kind of funny.
And the reality is, to the Giants' credit, I want to give the Giants credit, they did defend it.
Yeah.
They forced a fumble.
They forced a turnover. Right?
I mean, they literally forced a turnover. Mm-hmm. It just wasn't called. Josh in Queens. Hey, Josh.
Boys, I will call you when the Jets lose every week, and I will call you when the Jets win.
There you
go. That was a phenomenal win. I will say this defense sucks, though. They are so bad. And just like I said in the preseason, they will be in a ton of games, but they will lose a ton of games. Now, from the Nick Mangold point, it is so sad and it hits home because, A, I'm a 36-year-old. I grew up in my peak sports fandom of the Jets, where he was an anchor with DeBrick and Faneca and Wardy and Brandon Moore, and that line was phenomenal during those two runs. And also to see like a 41-year-old just go through that and you think about the family. I mean, it's horrible.
Yeah.
It's absolutely horrible. And you're seeing Rex balling on ESPN. Say what you will about ESPN, but like that's just part of the Jets family right there.
Oh,
and it hurts.
No doubt.
No, you know, prayers out to the family.
Absolutely. I mentioned this earlier at the top of the show. Like his face to me is the late 2000s, early 10s New York Jets. Mm. Like the toughness, the fight, ground and pound.
Yeah.
Like he is the epitome of a Jet. And yeah, the first thing you think of is you should not leave this earth when you're 41 years old.
Yeah.
That is not normal. That is not natural. And you think of his kids, four kids, now growing up without their father. It is incredibly heartbreaking. Mm. And I'm never going to forget you and Schmelk, because that's how I heard it. I was listening to the Giant pregame show, and all of a sudden Schmelk's like, I have breaking news, and I didn't know what the hell he was going to say. And when he said that, like,
yeah,
I think it happened to everybody. The chills just go through your body.
You didn't expect it at all. You knew he was ill but and fighting something, but you thought he'd come through it, and it happened really, really fast.
Incredibly fast. I mean, we were talking to Brian Costello 2 weeks ago about his interactions with Aaron Glenn.
Mm-hmm.
He was on the air with us. And Brian says, hey, real quick, I just got this email about Nick Mangold, and he needs a kidney.
Right.
And that was, it felt like 5 seconds ago.
Mm-hmm.
For that to turn into him losing his life is just, it's
right.
It's heartbreaking.
Very sad.
Let's go to Mike in Smithtown. What's up, Mike?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
What's up, Mike?
Before I get to my point, actually, a caller brought it up a few calls ago as well. There was an egregious call, Jackson Dart getting nailed in the head. It was two plays right before the Slayton offensive pass interference, and how they don't call that with all this trying to protect the quarterback was ridiculous. Doesn't change the outcome of a game, but just
that was the sack, right? Where
was the one they reviewed, right, to see if it was a fumble?
Right.
Yep, hit him right in the back of the head.
Yeah,
I mean,
that's
clear as day. But the point I wanted to get to is to defend Brian Daboll, I know everybody gets on this guy. There's two things. I mean, I like my coach fiery. The guy is on the sideline running around. He's fighting for his job. And as a fan, you got to appreciate that. But I think the bigger thing here is that I feel, at least, you know, from the outside looking in, I'm not in the locker room, but I feel like he hasn't lost the locker room yet.
No, and I don't think he has either. I don't think he has. It is a big tell. I do feel like the defense is getting frustrated, though. That's just from the effort you see.
Well, but isn't that, I don't want to say it's connected because I don't necessarily think it is, but he talks about losing the locker room. Yeah, there's no sign of him losing the locker room, but in the next breath, guys are quitting on the field. So what's that?
Yeah.
Is that not connected or is it?
It is, but it's not, I mean, it is obviously all his purview, but he's not in front of that group all the time. It's Shane Bowen in front of that group all the time. It's Shane Bowen who's putting them in the incorrect or correct positions, or maybe they're just not good enough. And so he's got to talk to the whole team. But it's weird when the dynamic is you're the offensive coach and, like, leave us alone.
Yeah.
So with Jim Fossil, he was the offensive coach.
Yeah.
And John Fox, he was the defensive coordinator. It was the separation-ish of church and state. With Tom Coughlin, he was everywhere. Like, he was the head coach. He wasn't calling plays. He wasn't in the in the play development meetings. He was just the head coach.
Yeah.
And oversaw everything. So it was easier to be the head coach and talk to both sides of the team. And Dave's the offensive guy.
No, he is, but he also has now had two defensive coordinators, which means he's had more defensive coordinators than winning seasons.
Mm-hmm.
So I doubt he gets a third.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before, T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.